As many of you know, we've got one of our parishioners who is studying for the diaconate. And he's in his final stages, and he came last week and said, "Father, we have kind of a tough assignment. We have to take all of this weekend's gospels or readings and make a 5-minute homily." And for you that don't know, making a 5-minute homily is much more challenging than making a 10 or a 15-minute homily. But I thought I would join in their pain. I gave him some advice, and I would see that if my advice holds, so my homily time doesn't start until now. What do we do in these times? Whose voice do we listen to as we prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ? In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate was governor, Herod was tetrarch, his brother Philip was tetrarch, they were governors as well. Lysanias was over Abilene, the high priest Annas and Caiaphas. The most important event in the world under these very powerful and influential people slipped right under their nose. They had no clue. They were deaf to it. We can be certain their voices were being heard, but the word of God did not come to the powerful. The word of God did not come to the influential. The word of God came to a nomad who was homeless, who was wandering in the desert. We know him as John the Baptist. They would have seen him as some insignificant, crazy nobody. Who do we choose to listen to? The world has its voice. The world has always had its voice. In the 20th century, how many great leaders? Churchill, Roosevelt, Hitler, Reagan, Thatcher, Bush, Clinton, Obama. Take your choice. The list goes on and on. The great events of the day. Pearl Harbor, D-Day, Normandy, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the fall of communism, 9/11, these terrorist attacks that have hit these last couple weeks. How often do we not see their importance until we study them in the history books? We're not so different than those living in Christ's time. That most monumental event in the entire history of the world go right by unnoticed, not giving it a second glance. Too busy listening to the voice of the world, being deaf to the voice of God. How often do we let great events slip right past us? How many were just simply enjoying a beautiful December day in Pearl Harbor, not dreaming that their world was about to be shaken? Leading up to the fall of the Berlin Wall, how many saw that coming? 9/11 caught so many by surprise. How many saw these attacks in Paris or San Bernardino coming in the last couple of weeks? These and so many more events in the entire history of the world, we study them in hindsight. We see that there are warnings. We see that there might have been voices that we could have listened to that would have given us a heads up. But these voices aren't caught, because the voices of the world keep changing, or we don't hear the right voices, or they're drowned out with so many clamoring to be heard. We can do the same thing in our spiritual lives. The word of God came to John the Baptist, this insignificant nobody, out in the wilderness, inconsequential, one that the world still sees today as inconsequential. But the word of God does not change. The word of God that is in the Old Testament, the word of God that is Jesus Christ, the word of God that is in the Gospels, the word of God that is in the New Testament is the same. Written thousands of years ago, but they continue to be fresh and they continue to be relevant for us here today. We look to the source while the world chases its tail. We seek to hear the message to a nobody. We seek to hear the message of a star spoken to some distant astrologers that the world doesn't hear. We seek to hear the message of an angel, to a young girl, to hear that invitation to prepare our hearts, to fill in the valleys of sloth and spiritual laziness, to tear down the mountains of pride and presumption, to fill our hearts with hope, to practice that hope in the face of terrorism, to practice that hope in the face of evil, to live in that hope as we prepare our hearts for the Savior's return, to live in that hope as we prepare our hearts for the Savior's birth on Christmas morning, to be a light to a darkened world. Whose voice are we listening to?